Well, Corey, big thank you for joining us. Good performance there. Two goals. What did you make of it?
It was really tough running up and down the wing. Not used to it. But really enjoyed being out there, getting my name on the scoreline and everything like that.
Let's talk about your first goal. I said in commentary she meant that because she put a laces through it.
Yeah.
You did mean
it. I did mean
it. What a finish.
I've had a few comments saying it was a cross, but no, I definitely meant it.
And the second one as well. I mean, the second one was a great finish too. I mean, which one was your favourite?
The first one.
The first
definitely
one.
Definitely the first one.
Right, let's talk about the actual performance here, because you're playing against a team. It's easier said than done, because the longer the game goes on without you scoring, the bigger the banana skin gets.
Yeah.
But you didn't give them a chance, really, as a team.
No. We just stuck at it through the game, just keeping the ball, playing well. The performance shows a lot, doesn't it?
It
does. The scoreline shows a lot.
It does. The play in midfield was excellent, and you and Donnellan were just pushing forward. I mean,
yeah.
it's no accident that both fullbacks have scored today. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, we've been working on it in training.
Because when you first came to the club, you were a winger.
Yeah.
And Tom's made you play fullback. Are you enjoying that switch?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Even more so now that I'm able to get up the pitch and get myself a few crosses, get myself a few assists, goals. I'm absolutely loving it at the minute. But it is something that we have been working on in training. Get the players up the pitch, all the movement in the midfield area, Hartley, Kate, movement between Rigby. That's something that we have been working on.
And how important was the week off, that little recuperation period before this game?
I mean, I think it worked well for us. It came at a good time. I think we needed it. We needed it to reset. We've had two great training sessions this week, and I think it's showed in the game today. Every single player has been on fire. So.
And one thing about training as well, because it's something that's... Has this happened recently, the fact that you're now training at the same time as the men's team? Neil's brought it all together, hasn't it? How good is that side of things?
Yeah,
there was a Tuesday night game here a couple of weeks ago where most of the squad were here watching the men's team game. So how good's that side of developing the club off the pitch?
I think it's really good. I'm a big one for it. I really like it. And like the atmosphere. I think as well the girls put in a bit more effort because obviously the men are on the other side and we want to show what we are capable of. So it's worked really well.
What's your thought on play of the match? Because we were having a discussion there, and as soon as we started having a chat, Tom goes, "Oh, get Corey Maver up." So obviously Tom's made his decision. What's your thought?
I think all the players played well today. I'd probably say Hartley and Rigby, absolutely class in the middle. The movement, working around, moving the ball, both of them for me were absolutely class.
There you go. Chambers scored four goals.
She did.
I had Abby Hunt in my brain, actually. But
yeah, Abby was superb. I was thinking Ella Rigby myself, personally. But,
yeah.
But
I'd go with Corey myself.
There you go.
100%. We did say Corey had an outstanding game, to be fair. Yeah. Because, I mean, we remember as a winger, and you scored occasionally as a winger.
Yeah.
But to get two from fullback, that's quite an achievement. Yeah. With all that up and down.
And proper good fullback style goals, yeah. Just levering it.
And we were saying, actually, that the crosses you put in, we wish the men would do the same.
Yeah.
The low cross.
Corey could have got five assists today.
Well, that's it. Now you're training with the men. Get Michael Donoghue and Adam Dodd to just have a watch. Well, Corey, big congratulations today. And
thank you.
Good luck in the next round.
Thank you.
All right, see you soon.
Great.
Thank you very much. Well, we're now joined by the manager of the women's team. And... just heard from Corey Maver.
Yep.
I said we had a big discussion at the end of that interview about who the player of the match is. And
yeah.
I said, obviously, Tom's trying to influence our decision. Firstly, Corey Maver's performance.
Unbelievable.
Really, really impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah. And like I say, we've had a good fortnight away from the pitch and been at the drawing board, and we've got a few plans we want to put in place. And Corey's vital around it. And from probably 30 minutes onwards today, it was perfect for us to set what we want to do with Corey and Anya going forward, however we approach the next few games. So massively impressive. We've now got to work on them attacking them purling deliveries, because in fairness to Corey, she probably should have got about three or four more assists from them balls she were delivering in the box. They just weren't being attacked enough. But yeah, performance was pretty much flawless from her.
Well, but
outstanding.
Both fullback scoring, so you can't get better than that, can you?
I think me and James were having a conversation in the first half, and I'd said after 30 minutes, Anya was my man of the match, and Corey must have heard it because she stepped up and wanted to prove us wrong. But no, I think the performances from the two of them were outstanding. And like I say, give us that opportunity to be more creative in the final third, because they were giving us the width. We could create overloads, get rotations in front of goal, and it caused them problems.
It is ridiculous that we're talking about, you know, play of the match and not considering Kirsty Chambers, who scored four goals.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that was the captain's performance from her. Statle Paul went with Rigby.
Yeah.
I went with Abby Hunt.
Yeah.
There's arguments to say, you know, Hartley had a good game.
100%.
You know, Smith.
Yeah.
So, I mean, going into this game, the longer the game goes on, the bigger the banana skin gets. But you never gave him a shout.
That was the message. The first 20 minutes were vital for us, because in our heads, the way we'd looked at this was, we'd probably look at it if we were in their shoes. obviously, we were a few weeks ago against Fylde, but it didn't tee off how we wanted. First 20 minutes are vital. It doesn't matter what tier you're playing at. You've got that buzz. You're in the stadium. You know, it's a cup final for them. Obviously, it was vital we got in front, and it wasn't, you know, 0-0, and, you know, they've put us under the cosh for a bit of time, and, right, we're going in at half-time, it's 0-0, what we're doing. It was vital for us that first 20 minutes we competed and got our noses in front, and then that's why we were able to build on from there and push the full-backs higher, push the 7-11 in and create the overload in the middle of the pitch then.
So let's talk about the FA Cup. We're through to the next round. How good is this for morale purposes?
Yeah, massively. I mean, obviously we crashed out of the trophy the other week, which was a massive issue for all of us involved, players and staff. Didn't sit well with anyone, but that's gone. We've got to move on from that. We've got the focus of the league and what can only really be a big first round draw now with all the big dogs jumping in.
Yeah, that first round match takes place in the middle of November. Mm-hmm. The draw's on Monday, probably.
Yeah.
On Monday. But next up is the league and Chorley.
Yeah.
Back here at Broaders Park next Sunday. Get yourself down there if you can make it. 2 o'clock kickoff. What's your thoughts on the league side of things? Because one thing we said in commentary today is that this game has given some players the ability to bed into the positions at last, because Hartley's had a great game. Rigby, Hunt in midfield had a good game before moving back to centre back. But the confidence must have taken a big boost here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'll go back to the last fortnight. Obviously, we're training with the men now on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The last two weeks, four sessions have been electric. With the ball, without the ball, and we've been coming away from training session saying, have we actually turned a corner, have we done it? And like I say, today was it could have been a banana skin, but we were on it from word go, and we were coming off very confident. Quite a few different goal scorers, like we said, like Anya, Rigby first more or less competitive goal, Abby Hunt getting on the score sheets. It's little milestones that you don't always consider, but now they're ticked off. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like Caitlin's got an hour under her belt, back at home, debut, competitive, in front of fans. It's just, like I say, it's small little wins. The biggest thing that we've seen with this team is, you know, we've put a performance out there today. It's depends what we see next week, doesn't it? But no, we've had a lot of discussions with players individually, as a team. Staff have literally been on it every single night for the last fortnight, and we're already doing too much for all our work-life balance, but we really do feel we've turned a corner. I just hope that I'm not jinxing us, because I've said it a few times this season now.
Just to mention for Keely Goodwin as well, because you mentioned Caitlin Clancy's return, but that's another new signing.
Keely hasn't featured competitively this year. She signed at the start of the season, had pre-season with Stockport, picked up an injury, and then obviously I've worked with Keely, and I've known Keely since you're about 11 year old, and it's a massive scoop for us really, because Keely's very versatile. She can play as a full-back, she can play wide forward, and she can play as a nine, and especially with losing the likes of Jordan Bailey now, and we're clear that's going to be a good few months now, which is a bit of a heartbreak for everyone. But Keely is very much another Jordan Bailey, so she fits the mould of what we're trying to create, and you'll see she's fearless, she's full of energy, she never gives up, and she'll bring a new intensity to the game again, and we've seen that in training.
And final thought, Tom, because I mentioned this to Corey, you've mentioned it here as well, the fact that the women's team are training with the men now, two nights a week, when that coincides with a league game for the men's team. We noticed a couple of weeks ago the team are here watching the game. We've heard Neil's plans for the academy, your plans for the academy.
Yeah.
It feels like we have turned a corner as a club, and it's really starting to come together now, it feels like.
We have massively. I mean, I spoke to you within days of being announced, Ben, and this has always been my plan. When I met with Paul Renault, obviously I knew Tom Conroy before coming to the club, I was very clear on what I wanted to achieve, and they said, you tell me the barriers and we'll move them. And that's what we're doing. And without a shadow of a doubt, this club is moving forward, both, obviously, as we know, in the men's side of things, but the women's. And what you don't see going on behind the scenes as well, we have engagement on Monday nights for the recovery post-match. So we've gone from training once a week. Obviously, I wasn't privy to the intensity of it at the timescales, but we started 2 hours once a week. We're now at 4 hours and a recovery session, touching base on Monday nights. The communication we were having with players and the leadership groups increased. We're working out the office as much as we can. Like, I'm supporting Renault and Tom as much as I can with the academy structure we want to get in place, and it's moving forward. And I think we mentioned names, but they care, and it's being backed. And the odd result, we lose away or we lose at home, it's horrible on the day, but it's a 3-5 year plan now on where we're going to take this club. And nobody ever wants to lose, but at the end of the day, it is football. And I promise you, the future is very bright, very red, and both male and female, we're flying.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations today, Tom. Through to the next round, and keep up the excellent work. And we'll speak again, hopefully after a win against Charlie on Sunday.
Top man. Cheers, Ben.